Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Well, good evening, good night, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're listening in from. To our listeners all over the globe, Japan, Canada, Sweden, United Kingdom, and many, many other places, this is Waking Up with Linda McShane, and it is Mindful Monday. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals through training, workshops, skills, and many, many other things out there. But we focus on our youth, because our youth is the future. It is Mindful Monday, and our title today, we're going to be short and sweet. Tiffany and I will come on and talk about be prepared for emergencies. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. But waking up with Linda McShane is not getting up out the bed in the morning. It is moving those blood cells through your brain. We want you to stay safe, stay aware, and more so, stay kind. You know, good health equals daily life. Taking care to avoid traffic accidents and making efforts to stay in good health, therefore, are all part of our being. It is important that we live wisely, striving with the awareness each day that all the actions and activities we undertake for the sake of our life and faith contribute to our good health and well-being. And that's what it takes for us to get along out here. So a lot of things going on. We want to send our positive vibes to the areas and the states that are experiencing those flash floods, clustered rivers, streams, banks overflowing. You know, they're having a rough time out there. Fast floods mean turn around so that you don't drown, okay? Keep that in mind. Turn around so you don't drown. Fast floods, you run the height. You don't have time to pick up or get anything. We here in the state of California, we have to worry about our earthquakes here. Everybody worry about our earthquakes to see. You know, most of us have that bag packed by the door so that we're ready to move, because if that's the way we live, we have to be able to take care of ourselves. So, again, this is about be prepared for emergencies. So, Tiffany and I are going to give you a little bit. We're going to be short and sweet. But, you know, it's like what we have to do, we have to do what we have to do. We must come together and put that love. So let's get on board here and move it out. Put that positivity out there. It's the beginning of the week. We're going to be victorious. All of us will get this done. But our topic today, be prepared for emergencies, and that covers a lot of territory. We have Tiffany with an I see it. I strategize, I change it, and I complete it. On with us for a minute. We're going to be short and sweet. Tiffany with an I, welcome in. How are you doing this Mindful Monday?
I am doing well. How about you? Thank you for having me, as always.
Well, thank you for taking out time to share and care with us here. You know, I know you love Monday, so I'm always opening up that slot for you because Monday is how we like to start this week out so we can remind people to stay safe, aware, and more so, stay kind. And your thing is do that self-care. But we were talking this evening about, you know, being prepared. What's your take on that? How do you, you know, I mean, you have to prepare for everything we do, but some of us, we don't really think about that. And when you're unprepared for emergency, it brings a lot of stress on you, okay? And, you know, I don't like to be stressful, so I try to make the best preparation I can. I know you do also. What are some of the suggestions, you know, being prepared? It just don't have to be for one thing. It could be prepared for everything. So talk to us a minute here on that.
Well, you know, I do financial literacy seminars and events, and that's my focus now. Among other things, you know, I advocate for different organizations and, you know, such as CUC. And others, but now I'm on this financial literacy tour, if you will. So my thing is, and I want people to be prepared in this way, because they talk about reparations in California. They're trying to pass the law for reparations in California. You know, it went from millions of dollars to hundreds of thousands of dollars per family, I guess, or per person. And if you, let's say we were to get that, right, you have to be prepared. And what I mean by that is, don't do the same thing that you're used to doing. Invest that money. Save that money. Because most people would like to spend the money on things that depreciate in value. So why not understand things about money so that you can invest wisely and be prepared for the future? Most people don't think about that. Nobody thinks about being prepared until death. Then all of a sudden the lights go on and like, oh, I should have been prepared. No one thinks about, you know, their burial arrangements. And then the family has to, you know, deal with it and take on the burden and responsibility of that. So I have done a segment on that myself, and where we talked about being prepared. And one of the things was that they shared with me, like, they had all kinds of things that you should have accounts and everything for someone before they die, because you really don't know, especially when you're older, right? The elderly have, you know, you're not, you know that it's coming, you're expecting it, but a lot of people are reactive instead of responsive. And you need to be responsive, not reactive in that case. Because if you don't have proper identification, proper account identification, you know, even if you if the person left a dog, you still need to know where the veterinarian, if you're going to, you know what I'm saying, who has been taking care of the dog, to understand if they have had any illnesses, do they need their shots, all that. And I cannot stress to people being prepared in those aspects, as well as for you as an individual. When you get married, before you get married, people should have a conversation about finances. Not a bad conversation to have, but we don't like to talk about that. We're all in bliss. We're loving one another as we're single. We talk about it on the surface, so we really don't talk about it until we kind of get into it, into a marriage, right? But in a marriage, you're going to have conversations on yourself, conversations on your children's future, and then you're going to have to think about your parents' future and what that really means. That could mean long-term care if they're ill. That could mean a whole bunch of things. That could mean, you know, saving for some, your child's college, you know, future for college. So when we think about all those things, we must understand that, you know, I know you are the most prepared person I've ever met in my life. I mean, we were talking earlier. I had never thought of some of the stuff that you were thinking about in terms of disaster or hazard or whatever. I was like, oh, my goodness, so that I had never even thought about. But you have to, and I have been, you know, on different platforms and talking about this, and the last platform I was on, you know, we were talking about be prepared for the reparations that are coming. If they come, what are you going to do? Right. Are you going to spend it and on a vehicle that depreciates as soon as you get it off the lot? I mean, that's really not the focus. The focus is for those reparations, because you never had any money to save for your legacy. So now you have the opportunity, because the money's coming. So now you can save for that legacy and have some generational wealth, and at least a kickstart, right? So let's take in consideration doing that for change.
I kind of like that. You know, we brought up the topic of preparedness, and I'm thinking about, you know, the emergencies. When I look at the news and I see across country people are going through floods and things of that nature, and we all go through everything. You know, I'm out the south, so I can look at the sky and tell you that tornado is coming, so you better head for the hills or somewhere, you know, and get out of the the slice, because they can slice a whole one side of the street and the other side is standing. They can jump houses. And here people say, well, I don't want to be in California because of the earthquake. So one thing about that earthquake, you feel it shaking, okay? So you know most of us sleep in our tennis shoes and jammies anyway. But as I was speaking with you, I have what you call earthquake bags, okay? And how did that come about? Because I had a child care facility and I was responsible for those children, okay? Now, that's a big responsibility. So what will happen if we have a big emergency and I have to move? I'm responsible. I can't leave them here. So I have a bag by the door, So if something happens in that bag, was everything that I needed for those kids, including my boots and my paste on water and my military meat, things, extra a baby formula for the babies. You have to think about all of that. But that was in one bag. Then there was another bag in the trunk of the car, because suppose we were out and about and on a field trip and something happened. Okay, we don't have time to go back home and get the bag, do we? So you would have to have that in your car. And if you can't get to your car and get back to your door, you need to have something hiding on the side of your property somewhere, that as you're running out the door, you grab that little suitcase and all you guys go running together. And I think what really shocked you was when you were dealing with children, suppose one of those children passed away on you. You're just going to leave them laying there? No. You have to carry big garbage bags so that you can put that child, you don't want to think about it, but so that you can transport that child. Because you're responsible all the way out there, even with travel. Be prepared. You know, these airlines and all these cancellations and things are happening. Don't pack so heavy anymore. Get things that blend. You know, get a skirt and take three blouses. Lessen your wardrobe. Because one thing you don't want to do is you be on the East Coast and your luggage is on the West Coast, okay? I feel if it don't roll on, it don't go on, okay? We have to learn how to skim down to make it as successful as possible, because that's a headache out there. You know, your flight is canceled, people, and you're stuck in the airport like sardines. This pandemic is still out here, and then your luggage is somewhere on the other coast. So if you reach your destination, you got to wear your clothes 3 or 4 days before they get. So I wanted to bring up that subject of being prepared, and all things are emergencies. It is not like having an emergency already crazy out of your mind. That stresses you out. If you have a routine and you know what this is and you know what that is, and all you have to do is grab it and go. That releases the stress. When infants have to be transported. They're supposed to be pushed in the baby beds with wheels on them. Well, we didn't have that kind of staff to do that, but I did devise a system where all the babies went in one thing together and that top was put on them and we moved on out, okay? If need be. It's a drill. You have to drill yourself. You have to drill like a fireman. And same way when you're packing. I'm learning how to pack. I don't need to take 10 pairs of shoes. I'm not going to wear all those shoes. I'll probably stay in my house shoes wherever I go. So it doesn't make any sense to me. So I wanted to bring that up. Stay prepared. Get ready. And when you say for emergencies, people just think, blah, 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 blah. No, everything is an emergency. Everything is an emergency. Your travel, the way you move around. Some things will come up that you have no control over. We don't have control over emergencies, but at least have some type of drill or some type of preparation, your papers. Do you leave them in a drawer? Do you leave them in a fireproof container? Okay. Where are your papers? Fires are devastating. Water is devastating. Those two things are something that you don't want to deal with. But what are you doing about it? So you got important papers, your passport, whatever. Put them in a fireproof, waterproof container. Put them in that safe. Have them where you can grab them. And if you're not there and something happens, at least you know that they're taken care of. So it's just a lot of stuff going on. But I like to look at things that's happening around the corner and around the nation around the corner, across the street, I like to pay attention and see what persons are going through out there and, like, pay heed to it. That's why we are waking up. But Linda McShane, it's not about getting up out of bed in the morning, stomping on the floor. It's about keep that mindset. Stay aware. Stay kind, stay safe, and be very, very observant. You know, we short and sweet today. You know, I'm not going to keep everybody in. You know, I'm a woman of my word. So I'm going to ask you, Tiffany, and I, you give us something to think about with this money. So when the money comes or whatever money you get, I'm going to ask this question. We might have a class on this. Well, what you going to do with yours? Or here's some options out here. That's what you do. That would be very, very helpful for
persons. Me personally?
You know, yes.
Oh, okay. Are you talking to the audience? I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying we're going to give them something because that's what you do. You put it out there.
Right.
So you're going to put a question out there, but what you going to do with yours? Uh-huh. Put that survey out there. Do you know what to do with yours? Okay. And some people have gone so lack without or whatever, you know, working nine jobs, pay the rent, all of that stuff. You know what's going on out here. But just really sit down and make a list. Say if you receive a lump sum, what direction would you go in? Would you go buy that car that's going to depreciate as soon as you drop it off a lot? Or will you go buy a transporter to transport the new cars to the people that want to buy them? Are you going to invest? What are you going to do? So don't you think that would be a nice question to throw out there?
Oh, yes, I absolutely do, because I think it's a question just like we had a question a couple weeks ago about what do you want. I mean, this is also one of those questions. It's a relative question, like what,
yes.
You know, what are you going to do? So because a lot of us can, you know, do whatever we want, and this is the planet of free will. Trust, and I understand that. However, you know, when the rainy day comes, you want to be prepared. And you don't, you know, you don't want to have to look back and say, I coulda, woulda, shoulda, or I had any regrets. You know, start today. It's, you know, maybe you have to change your focus. Maybe you have to change a couple habits or your way of thinking about things. But when you talk about legacy and wanting to leave legacy and generational wealth, it might start with you. And then you are the one that is responsible for the generation subsequent to yours. So, I think that's a very good question to ask and put out there and see.
Okay.
But I do want to add, though, too, you were talking about travel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a season for traveling, and the only reason why I'm mentioning this is because not only was it happened to me, and I think, I don't know how long ago this was. This probably was a couple years ago or maybe a year ago where I was talking about the charger, to have a charger ready, a portable charger. Well, I still believe in the portable chargers. Why? Because, you know, people are going to be traveling. Some people travel by plane. Some people travel by car. But if, you know, you don't have access to one in the car or it's not working, and that's what I mean by not having access to it, then you need something else, because another battery so that you can charge your phone so that you can continue your trip with ease, you know, and comfort and knowing that you have everything that you need on the trip to travel, right? And that was from a conversation I just had with one of my friends, and she's getting ready to go to Arizona, I think, and she's traveling by car, and she mentioned that, you know, she has to charge up the chargers. And I was like, that's perfect. You know, so just to remind people to, you know, be prepared, have the chargers ready, have everything. And you know what? There's some great things on Amazon. I don't know if you've ever looked at, you know, your social media feed sometimes, and they'll have things like travel containers or travel things to keep you organized. I mean, it's fabulous. Like, there's so much out there that you can that will keep you organized, or that you can organize yourself in the events. And to prepare, you know, to prepare yourself in these events. So,
That's a good thing to have with you, is that portable travel. I've traveled with them for years, and they're out there, and they're inexpensive, and you're battering them up, so when your phone goes down, you can just plug it in, and it's taking you where you have to go. That's a great, I'm glad you brought that up, because I've used them, and they put you at ease, I can tell you that. They definitely put you at ease. Same thing with batteries and flashlights and things. Don't keep your batteries inside your flashlight. Connect them into a bag and tie them on the side of the flashlight so that you can just pull them out and pop them in. You know, you want to know that they're going to work and that they're working. But, you know, I just, it's something about seeing those people trying to get off that washed out road. And I know about washed out roads and that river crusting and the streams overflowing, that I just wanted to bring that up because we don't think about it until it's happening, okay? We don't think about it until it's happening. So PAIR is something that we all should, what should we say, change our mindset or, you know, think about it another way. We must be caring. Well, mothers are prepared when they travel with their children. They know about preparation because they know them babies have to eat, okay? I always travel, and when I travel, I would have little juices before they got so strict, and that might be a mother with three kids, and they got to go to the bathroom, and they want something to drink. I would offer my juices, you know, those little juicy containers for the children. Mm-hmm. And therefore, she didn't have to get up and carry all her luggage and worry about this and that. And I don't travel with small kids, but I know how they can be. So it's a lot of things that we have to, I guess we say, restructure, rethink. We have to realize, visualize, and actually actualize all of these things. So each, I'm going to make a suggestion. I'm going to do like Stephanie. Hopefully she'll be back with us tomorrow. I'm going to tell everybody to get out a pad, that special booklet, and just start listening. Whatever comes to your mind, bullet point it and list it. And go through that list. Think about it and make it happen. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel much better. Like I said, emergencies are something that you don't know that are coming. No one, none of us do. But you'll feel much better when you're not running around stressed out trying to figure out what to do. See, that's double duty, okay? You know you're going to do something, and that is whatever that emergency is, you're going to move, right? But you don't need to worry about how you're going to move. So when I had my facility, we did earthquake drills every month. We did rollover bullets, you know, bullets flying every month. They knew. So if something would happen, I wouldn't have to worry about a bunch of panicking kids, okay? And I could keep pretty calm because I knew that they would know what to do. Same thing with us as adults. How many of us out there are prepared for a crusting river, an overflowing stream, a washed out road? How many? How many of us out there know not to drive through that water? No matter how shallow you think it is, okay? People don't think about it. So therefore, your car is out there floating. You sitting on top of it screaming and trying to stop. You know, just think about it. Be prepared for emergencies. Any way that works for you and your situation. My parents used to ask me, well, how prepared are you for emergency? I said, I'm better prepared than you, Mama. Is this slipping? If something go down, meet us over here. Okay? Yeah, much. But it's stress relieving to have something in place. Something. Might not have to be all the stuff you need, but you'll have a relaxed feeling about yourself, and therefore you'll be able to think. THINK. Because when that crap is in you, you don't even know your name, okay? And especially if you have to take care of you and others, you must make that list, start jotting down. Do you have a flashlight in your car, lying next to your bed, somewhere where you can put your hands on it? It is a flashlight that's waterproof, okay, just in case there's water. Okay, do you have that portable battery for your cell phone charge? Do you have that? So I'm glad we brought it up. I'm glad you said it, and especially about the battery. I forgot all about the battery, but that is the main thing. That is the main thing. So, and, you know, we don't have landlines and stuff. Some of us don't. But if our cell powers go out, we're going to have to learn how to send that message in the battle, okay? What do we do on that? So do you have landlines and just for that purpose? If those cell powers go out, do you have a landline? Yeah, it's extra money, and, yeah, it's a waste of time, and who uses a landline? But you keep it in your home just in case those powers go out, because, you know, we live by our phones. But I can't even remember what we did before we didn't have these, okay? Things change so quickly. But I am so glad that you shared this with me. Like I said, we're going to be short and sweet, and it's Mindful Monday, so I'm going to remind everybody out there, stay safe, stay aware, and more so, stay kind. And start with yourself first. Be prepared. Make the list. Get you a red folder so you can have it. So when you look at it every day, you can go jot down another thing. Do you drive your car? Do you have extra oil in your car? Do you have extra transmission fluid in your car? You might not be an auto mechanic, but if you drive in that car, you need to know how to keep those oils popped up, okay, or what to do when you have an oil or a leak or something that's going wrong and you recognize it. When I go to the auto mechanic, you know what they call me, Tiffany? Here comes Annie with the wrench. That's my name. Annie with the wrench. That's my
okay.
Okay. Because I'll be popping them questions on them and asking them why and this and that, and this is rattling. And okay, so it's rattling. It's been rattling like that for 20 years, so what's next, sir? Because we've been rolling with this rattling. You know, they call me Annie with the rant. So, again, be prepared. How many females out there know how to change a tire? Most of you should have a roadside cart. All females should always have roadside carts. Uh-huh, for roadside service, every female out there driving on that road, okay? So if you don't know how to change the tire, make sure that you have someone that you can call to come and do it for you. So I don't want to put no plugs out there for the roadside services, but I just thought I want you to add that on your list. And our topic today has been be prepared for emergencies the best you can, to the best of your ability. Do whatever you can do. We anything is unexpected, and we don't know everything. But you don't want to be stressed out grabbing your family members, looking for your shoe, or any of that stuff, trying to make a move. And when it's water, those of you who are driving through that water, I'm going to say it again. Turn around and don't drown. Okay, that's the best way I can put it. Someone said that, turn around and don't drown. You just have to stop because you're not going to be able to make it through. You don't know how deep it is. And especially if you're still Californians, or we just don't need to get in the car at all, okay? Because we're not used to that, right? We're used to that building shaking and rattling and rolling. But in some areas we flood, but we don't have that type of problem here. But those of you who experience it, do not drive through that water. That's my word of advice for my mind for Monday today. And Tiffany, I want you to close us out. I'm going to take us out with some music, and we'll be back tomorrow, Tele Tuesday, with Stephanie Haynes. And we're going to have another victorious day. So give us something to close out with. We're going to be short and sweet on this Mind for Monday.
I think I've said all I needed to say, but just to know that, you know, just to know that, you know, things are coming, and when they come, you know, clean out things to prepare for them. You know, get ready. Put things in place, you know, so that you can be in position. So I think that would be the thing that I would leave people with.
clear it out, make a clearance, put things in place, and get and set up your structure. Well, I'm jotting that note down because you're talking to me too. Okay, I believe in that, but you know sometimes you say, okay, when you move it from the left side of the room to the right side of the room, are you clearing it or are you just shuffling, right? So for those of you out there that shuffle stuff around, quit shuffling, clear it out, and make space for, as we call this whole thing that we are all experiencing out here, the new beginnings, because nothing will ever be done the same way again. We are inventors, we're entrepreneurs, our creativity is out there. Now what we have to do is all come together, collaborate, blend it, and make a good pot of soup. Wouldn't you say so, Tiffany with an I?
Yes, I would.
All right. So I'm going to leave y'all. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, morning, afternoon, or night, wherever you're listening in from. And we're going to say, listen to Mindful Monday, and remember, be prepared for all types of emergencies. And anything that's out of the order is an emergency. Tiffany with the night, we love you. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams, when all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? Heart could understand that love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see the first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me.
Love. Love can build
Collaborate.
They want to
give, showing others how to live.